it is the Lana Starr show. David just doesn't like to call it that. So
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
The number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Of course, I'm your girl, Stephanie Hardy, host and writer for Women's Wrestling Talk. And I am sitting here with the WOW World Champion and member of the Fab Four and someone who I'm assuming you guys know I've been, you know, having a little bit of a back and forth with on social media. She is the fabulous one, Penelope Pink. How are you, Penelope?
I am wonderful. Thank you for that introduction. I am shocked.
Well, you know, I do give credit where credit is due now, even though we might have a little bit of differences. I can't deny that you are a big star. So I do have to give you your props. Okay.
Okay. I see where you're coming from. I like this. This is great so far.
Yeah. And hopefully it'll continue to be great too. So I have to ask you, since you've debuted on WOW in September, you've been through quite the journey. You've had all kinds of amazing opponents. You're a part of a dominant faction that's holding a lot of gold. And you now hold gold yourself. So what would you say is the difference between the Penelope that we met so many months ago and the Penelope of now?
Well, I gotta say, when Lana Starr asked me to be her next protege, I was clearly just lost for words. I mean, to be in the presence of Lana, who is just the WOW, you know, staples, like she is WOW, and to then walk out next to her, it was such an amazing feeling. And we knew from day one, and I told the world I was the best damn thing that WOW has ever seen, and I was going to prove everyone wrong. And with Lana by my side, I knew we were unstoppable, but we also knew that there was going to be strength in numbers. So we just had to find really like-minded people that knew that they wanted to be at the top of the mountain no matter what. And I believe that we have surrounded ourselves with women who share the same goal. And we all bring different things to the table. But as a collective unit, I don't think there's been a women's faction like us ever. So the difference between Penelope then and Penelope now, I have to say, I think I'm a little bit nicer because I don't have a locker room by myself anymore. I have a locker room with a bunch of girlfriends. So I think I'm actually nicer. I know. I'm shocked myself.
That's interesting, because when you first debuted, it seemed as if, you know, you did have a little bit of a rough and tumble start with a lot of the women in the locker room. So it's interesting that you did say that you are a little bit nicer in comparison to back then. But, you know, it's all about growth here. We are humans and we grow every single day. So as long as, you know, you're opening your heart to kindness, that's all that truly matters in this world. So who would you say was your toughest opponent on your way to the gold?
Well, as you know, when I'm in the ring, I'm worried about number one, and that's me. So whoever's across the ring from me, it doesn't faze me, to be honest with you. I mean, everybody's got a different style. We have girls who are more high-flying, lucha, grounded pound. We have a lot of different styles coming at you, but you just have to do your research, because wrestling, being a physical kind of sport, it's also just as equally mental. So I just have to hold a little bit more of a mental gain than other people. So to be honest, I can't say, because I'm my biggest challenge at all times, myself.
That may be true, of course, you know, because, you know, we can be our own worst enemy, but we can also be our own best friend. And you do have to psych yourself up to prove that you are the best. But I do find it a little bit questionable that you would sort of, you know, I guess not really undermine the women that you're in the locker room with, but at the same time, just sort of make it seem like, well, I'm not worried about them, as if none of them could pose a threat to you. But confidence is key, since you are the world champion and it has gotten you very far, I must say. And since speaking about the Fab Four, it's pretty clear that you and Lana Starr did pick three of the best women in WOW. You found Vicky Lynn McCoy, who is your enforcer, and then you recruited Miami Sweet Heat, the Carlson twins, who are now the WOW tag team champions. Did you and Lana both, you know, just collectively come together and choose these women? Like, what was that process like?
Well, it wasn't easy, to be honest. We do have such a diverse and deep roster, so we really had to take a deep dive look into everybody, and the women that we wanted to associate with had to have similar mindsets. And, you know, we have some, you know, some characters that, you know, really just keep to themselves or maybe wouldn't go well with our Rodeo Drive lifestyle. So we couldn't really, you know, mess around with Chainsaw. We couldn't really mess around with a certain group of girls that maybe just weren't going to look good getting out of fancy cars. You know, they might try to eat the cushion out of the car, something like that. You never know with some of our characters around and WoW. And also, we just really wanted to make sure that whoever we picked really would stick it to McClane on top of everything. So we kind of broke his heart a little bit when we pulled Miami Sweet Heat over with us. So I think that was like the added bonus as well.
Wow. So is it your goal to ultimately like dethrone David McClane as the leader of WoW and basically just take over the entire women's division of WoW and just have Lana Starr lead everyone?
Well, she says it best. It is the Lana Starr show. David just doesn't like to call it that. So Ooh. Lana and David have had a 23-year long history together, and I am going to support the greatest manager of all time to the best of my ability. And the Fabulous Four are right behind the Fabulous One. And we are going to be there to lead the charge to make sure that, you know, WoW is taken care of in the best way humanly possible.
That is interesting. And I'm pretty sure that having a WoW OG and a former champion like Lana Starr next to you has to be one of the greatest things. So what would you say is the best advice that Lana has given you since you guys have come together?
She's always told me to trust in my ability and to know that she chose me for a reason. She saw my ability and my skills, and she just knew that we'd be the perfect fit. And to be honest, I feel like sometimes we read each other's mind. We could almost be a tag team together because we think so similarly. So I do. I go out there every time I step foot in that ring. I trust my ability. I know what I'm there to do. I know I essentially feel like I was born to be a professional wrestler. So every time I step foot in that ring, I trust my ability. And it hasn't proved me wrong yet.
Okay, well, since you feel like you're born to be a professional wrestler, and since you have also become the world champion at Los Angeles Comic-Con, me and my co-host Katrina Blake were in the presence of that moment. You and I had a little bit of a run-in where you knew who I was, and you were just like, oh, there you are. So what was that about, and did you feel like threatened by me, or did you feel like I should be threatened by you? Like, what was that?
Well, I just keep my eye on things. As I say, I'm always mentally prepared when it comes to wrestling. And with WoW being, you know, such a hot commodity, I'm always looking on the social media presence and look to see who's talking about WoW. And when I saw that there was an amazing women's wrestling talk and they were talking about WoW, I had to tune in and see what they thought of our amazing show. So I see that I wasn't the favorite, but I also kind of enjoyed not being the favorite of the talk show. And so when I saw that you guys were front row for my biggest career of my entire life, I absolutely smiled ear to ear when I said, hello.
Yes, and that was a stunning accomplishment, I will say. But it's just that on social media, sometimes we have honesty. And whenever I talk about you on the show, it just seems like you're always trying to, you know, undermine everyone and sort of, you know, just be mean to everyone. And that's just something that I didn't necessarily take a lot of kindness to. It's like, you're so talented and you're so beautiful. And I did mention that before when this iteration of WoW started, but it just seemed like you were just really mean. And it's just, you know, that's just not how I was raised. And so whenever I see someone, you know, just trying to run through someone and just try to prove like, oh, I'm better than you, it just doesn't feel as good. So that's really what it is. It's sort of my way of holding people accountable for their actions.
Well, you know, besides everything you said, the beautiful and talented part, completely true. But, you know, I think, what is it? One of those great movies filmed in LA, Fast and the Furious, Vin Diesel said, winning is winning, whether it's an inch or a mile. And that's what I like to think about wrestling. Winning is winning. And Lana Starr in my corner, winning is the only option. And that's what I do best. So, yes, the social media can chat all they want. And yes, things happen, but you know, outcomes are outcomes. things happen. I train, I work hard, I study tape to be the best at any cost.
Yes, and speaking of any cost, this Saturday, you will be in an 8-woman tag team match that's completely stacked with the best talent in WOW, with, of course, your sisters, the Carlson Twins, the WOW Tag Team Champions, your enforcer, Vicky Lynn McCoy, going up against the Island Dynasty and Tiki Chamorro, Laia Makoa, and the Tonga Twins. What is your strategy headed into that match with all these women who you all have collectively been in the ring with over the past few months?
Well, I have to say that we are a well-oiled machine. You know, the Fabulous Four, we do everything together. We train together. We shop together. We're always, you know, we're in a group chat together. We're always sending memes to each other. We're always together. And, you know, this Island Dynasty, they just kind of stumbled into one another. So how much of a collective group can they honestly be, you know? I mean, when you're always together, you're in sync. You know what the other one's thinking. I just feel like we have the edge no matter what. And, you know, they're going to stick their nose in our business. So we're going to let them know why not to.
Yes, it seems like with this match, there's a battle of the sisterhoods there. But hopefully we will be able to see which chemistry will actually outweigh the other this weekend. I am really excited about that match. But I do have one final question for you. Last week's episode, we did see the Beast sort of rehabbing herself after enduring an injury that was inflicted upon her by a mystery assailant. How do you feel about the idea of her possibly gunning for you as the champion to win back the title that she never lost?
I mean, that is true. She did never lose, but we are surrounded by so many really talented women and WOW, and they're really busting their butts. And I'm not going to lie, I just don't get why she thinks she could walk. I mean, if she can walk, a walk in and get a, you know, a first shot. You know, I feel like she's got to go to the back of the line because all these other women are out there every week, you know, proving their worth and really working hard. So I'm not going to lie, she might be at the very back of the line, but you know, if she comes back, I mean, she recruited Jungle Girl to be, you know, her trainer. And those are two very profound WOW world champions. So it's not like she's taking it easy, I have to say, but if you ask me, it's to the back of the line because there's a lot of competition in WOW when you're gone for so long.
There is a lot of competition, and you could argue that the Beast would have to go to the back of the line, but I'm just hoping that you are willing to give her a title defense when the time is right. And then you did come out successful in your last title defense, which just so happened to be your first title defense, and hopefully you'll have plenty more to prove that you are that girl that you say that you are. So Penelope Pink, thank you so much for joining us here on Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. And if you don't mind telling everybody where they can find and follow you on socials, and then you can do so.
Absolutely, Stephanie. Thank you so much. If they want to follow the amazing Penelope Pink and all my adventures, you can find me at Penelope Pink WOW on Instagram and Twitter. And also keep up with this amazing podcast, because they're going to talk about everything that the WOW roster plus the Fabulous Four get into, which we are working on a Fabulous Four appreciation night, which hopefully we'll be sending out some exclusive invitations to go to that if McLean allows it. So we deserve an appreciation night. So we're going to be working on it. We'll have you guys there. Appreciation night, walk a pink carpet. You know, it sounds really nice. We deserve it.
Yes, absolutely. A pink carpet sounds fabulous, but I'm not sure if I'll be invited. But of course, this is Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Bye, y'all.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.